That right there is where it happened. And I'm in no big hurry to relive it, I can assure you. Hey, I'm Blake. This is your tailgate talk. So, it was a bad day. It was a bad day. It was hay season, and it was not a good day. Just not a good day. You ever have those days? Well, let me explain. So, I'd been cutting hay since, like, I don't know, 6 o'clock that morning. And I was tired. At this point, it was like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, long day. I was tired. And I was cruising, man. I was moving pretty quick, a pretty good clip across that field. And as you can tell by looking behind me, we have these high voltage power lines that run across our farm. And every time I would come to one of those guide wires, I would slow way down and I would ease around it. Well, this was the last guide wire of the entire day. And I was flying, man. I was flying. I was making good time. I had like 45 minutes left of cutting hay and I was going to be done for the day. I could go home. I could eat supper. It was going to be great. And I got to the last guide wire and I didn't slow down. I mean, I just was clicking along and I was like, you know how many guide wires I've gone around today? And you know how many times I've gone around this guide wire in my life? Like, I've got this. And so I zipped around it. And when I zipped around it, I think you know where this is going. I grabbed it with the mower and I didn't grab the clutch in time in the tractor. And it almost gave me a whiplash because it, whoo! And it scared me because I thought, okay, the next thing I'm going to see is this massive high voltage power line tower fall in slow-mo down behind me, and then I'm in a world of trouble. Well, I didn't, but I did look up and I see these wires doing like this, so it scared me. But then I turn around and I see this mower that was at that time only about a month old just straightened out behind me, which, by the way, they're not supposed to look like that. It was a bad day. All because of my stupidity. I got in a hurry and, yeah, it cost me. We all have days like that, right? We all have days like that. And a lot of times, our bad days, sometimes they just happen because we live in a broken world. But a lot of times they happen because we have gotten in a hurry or we've done something foolish. Can I give you some good news today? Maybe you're aware of what today is. Today, our good news verse is Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Listen to this good news. Today is born to you in the city of David a Savior. Oh, we have bad days. Sometimes because we live in a broken world. Sometimes because we are broken and we just do dumb stuff. But there's been a Savior that's been born in Bethlehem. And guess what? He is the solution to all of the brokenness. Ah, that's good news. So the mower got fixed. The welder came out. He welded it back together. And praise the Lord, the mower mowed hay the rest of the season. The brokenness was fixed because of someone who knew how to fix it. Listen, a Savior has been born and He knows how to fix our brokenness. If you don't know Jesus today, that is the message of Christmas, that a Savior has come and He knows how to fix your brokenness, your sin. He came to fix that. Can I tell you some good news today? He loves you and He wants to fix your brokenness. If you don't know Jesus, would you reach out to us through this LifeWord page and let us tell you more about what it means to know Jesus? You can call out to Him today and ask Him to forgive your sin and be your Savior. And let us help you know what it means to follow Jesus more by reaching out to us through the links that are provided on this LifeWord page. Thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. It is a joy to join you each week on this tailgate. Next time, hey, it'll be a new year, and I can't wait to join you on this tailgate in 2025. And until then, have a great week. I love you, and I'll see you next time on a tailgate.